We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos. Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfin, Halacha Dalet, from the beginning. Ein Hashutfus Miskayim Bedvorim Levad, Ela Bekinyan. A partnership is not considered officially established with words alone. They must actually make a kinyan, take a physical action that's binding. V'chol Dovar Kefi Kinyonoi. And whatever object they're partnering in, whether it's real estate, whether it's movable objects, the kinyan that they make to establish the partnership is similar to the kinyan that would be made in order to acquire that item. Ayin Shom B'Shulchan Aruch, take a look in the Shulchan Aruch where it expounds on this. Al Pi HaToyro Tzivisa Tzedek, Simen Kof Gimel, Ayin Shom. This halacha will be based on chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the main chapters where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the topic of money, taivas momoin, and money when it's being spent properly. V'klal, to review what Rabbeinu Zal says there, shekol ho'avoidois zorois tchuvim b'momoin. All types of idols are found in money. Money includes in it every different type of idol worship. And a person who falls into taivas momoin, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to define now what that means. She'enoi mamin shekol haparnosav harevach hu rak me'ashem yisborach. Taivas momoin means that the person does not believe that all parnasa and all profit and financial success is only from Hashem. V'oimer, but instead the person says, Koichi v'oitzem yodi, it's my power and my strength. I built this business. I built this house. That's one aspect of taivas momoin. Number two, umatrides atzmoi biyegiois gedoilois. The person therefore puts in extraordinary effort and struggle to make money or to make more money. And he actually puts his life in danger by traveling to all kinds of distant places b'shvil hamomayim, in order to try to make money. He'll go to the Far East and the Near East, and he'll go to countries where it's dangerous to travel in order to make money. V'chulu, etc. Who oyved kol hu avaydazora sheboilam? A person who's in this kind of state, that person is worshipping all the different idols. Whereas, aval hanoyse v'noysin be'muna, whereas a person who conducts business with faith in Hashem, umekayim diburei b'masumatn, and the person keeps his word in any business that he conducts, v'hahein hein, v'halav lav. His yes is yes, and his no is no. V'einoi meshane umachlev dibura. He doesn't change, he doesn't go back on his word at all. Afilu bishvil kol hoin d'alma. No matter how much money is involved, no matter how much money he's going to make, he'll keep his word. That's more important to him than all the money in the world. Umamin, and he believes shekol harevach hurak me'ashem yisborach, that all profit and success is only from Hashem. V'hu someach b'chelkoi, and this person is happy with what they have. Ve'enoi nivhal lohoin, he doesn't make himself crazy nuts to try to get rich. V'chulu etc. Hu bebechinas anpe mehirin, that person is referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as a face full of light. There's a face full of darkness, a dark face, anpin chashuchin, as we're going to see, and there's anpin nehirin. Anpin nehirin, bechinas simcha, bechinas chayim, anpin nehirin is synonymous with joy, life, umekushur bebechinas ayin ponim dikdusha, and that person is attached to the 70 faces of holiness. Whereas a person who's steeped in taivas momoin, in the excessive desire and pursuit for money, he's worshipping all the idols, Hu mekusher b'chol ho'ayin ponim desitra achra. That person is attached to all the 70 faces of the other side of Tuma, Shehem b'chinas atzvus u'mor shchira, which is synonymous with depression, ayin anpin chashuchin, the 70 dark faces, avodah zarah, b'chinas misa, associated with death, ki hamomoin meinisoisoi b'shnei olamos chas, b'shnei olamos chas v'shalom. Because such a person, the money destroys his life, both in this world and in the future world. He has no life in this world. He's never happy, never satisfied, always depressed, angry, jealous, and certainly no reward in the future. Ve'ikar hatikun l'tayvas momoim hualidei shmiras habris. The main solution for this problem called taivas momoim is purity in the bris, purity in a person's relationship with between men and women. V'yaliyadei hiskashrus letzadik emes shubchinas tikkun habris betachlis hashleimus. And also, one form of shmiras habris is attaching oneself solidly to a true tzaddik. Because a true tzaddik is the highest level of tikkun habris. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says, man tzaddik, man denotar bris. That how does one earn the title tzaddik? By guarding the bris. Yosef was called Yosef HaTzaddik. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki el molei milcho lo havi alma yochel lemizbol merirusa. Were it not for salt, the world would not be able to handle the bitterness of this world. Salt, when you salt a piece of meat or salt certain things, it brings out the good flavor in that item. Whereas without the salt, the item has no good flavor. It's referred to as mar, bitter. Sura Zohar HaKadosh says, were it not for salt, another word for salt is bris. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it says, bris melach oilam, the covenant of salt. Salt was added to each one of the karbonos, the meat of the karbonos, and the tzaddik is called salt. So were it not for salt, were it not for the tzaddik, the world would not be able to handle the bitterness of taivas momoim and everything associated with it. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, quoting the Likutim Ran there, Hainu shehoilam mole merirus midaigois vetirdois viegiois suredifas haparnosa. The world is full of bitterness and worry and struggle from the pursuit for money. Makes people crazy. It makes people unhappy, depressed. To the point where it would be just about impossible to handle that bitterness, shekoshe mimavis, which is worse than death. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, moitzi ani mar mimavis es choisha. I find the woman to be bitterer than death. Shehu haparnasa. The term isha here represents parnasa, kemo shekoshe shom, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran. Ach ikar hachius v'kiyum hoila hualidei hatzadik hashemer habris. So now that the world is full of this bitterness, this taivas mamon, this pursuit for money, how does the world exist? And we say that that's bitterer than death. How does the world survive? How does the world exist? The main source of spiritual life and the main thing that keeps the world going is the tzaddik, who is pure in the bris. Shehu b'chinas bris melach oilam. He is compared to salt. Shehu mamtik hamarirus shel oilam azeh, because he's the one who sweetens the bitterness of this world, of this materialistic world. Umevatel taivas mamoin. He eliminates this wrong, sinful type of excessive desire for money from those who are close to him. Umachnis emuna ubitochoin belev Yisrael. And the tzaddik injects faith and trust in Hashem in the hearts of all the Jews. Shaydezeh miskayim hoilam. And that's what keeps the world going. But hold on a second. How many people are we talking about? How many Jews? How small are the Jews compared to the rest of the world, the whole Jewish nation? And then take the religious Jews versus the non-religious. And then take the ones that are close to the tzaddik. You're talking about a handful of people. You mean to say the whole world is existing on them? Yes, definitely. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Look over there in chapter 23 on Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Zal really expounds on and explains the topic of money, the positive aspects and the negative aspects in full detail. Umavoyer Shom, Rabbein Zal explains there, Shemach Mazeh, because of the fact that the only one who can rid a person from that bitterness, the depression, being overwhelmed by money and everything related to it, is the tzaddik. Kol mi shecholek al tzaddik wemes, any person who opposes the true tzaddik, noifel beyoiser letaivas momoin, that person sinks deeper into taivas momoin. Shehi bechinas shmad avodah zarah, which is like giving up one's religion completely, idol worship. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayigoresh miponecho oyev, Hashem will chase away, will remove from before you your enemy, Vayoymer hashmed, and that person will be in a state of shmad, totally disconnected from religion. Ki ein loy melach lahamtik hamarirus, because that person does not have the salt to sweeten the bitterness, because he detached himself from the tzaddik. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Paragraph Beis. U'bishvil zeh tzrichin kinyin dafka b'masumaten ve'ein miskayim shum mekach ve'esik b'dvorim levad b'loy kinyin. And it's based on this that we can understand why you must make a kinyin when it comes to doing business, when it comes to any transfer of ownership, when it comes to forming a partnership, there must be a kinyan to make it work. Words alone are not enough. Ki kol hashinuyim v'achilufim shebemasumatn nimshochem me'asitra achra shi'avoy dezora anpen chashuchim shehem soviv hamomoyim. Because all kinds of situations, all kinds of problems in money, where people get into fights and arguments and people change their minds, they change the deal, all kinds of false, phony baloney that goes on in business, is all comes from the Sitra Achra, which is Avodah Zarah, which is Anpen Chashuchin, which is around money. They are all around money, these forces of the Sitra Achra. V'chol mi sheyoyred l'shom lisa v'litim v'mamoinoi, and therefore, any person who enters into that arena of wanting to do business with money, tzorech lizoher ma'oid ma'oid, that person has to be extremely careful shelo yisachzu boy haklipois v'asitra achra shesoviv hamomoyim, that the klipois and the forces of tumah that surround money should not attach themselves to him. They represent the idols of all 70 nations, which is all included in this umbrella term called Taivas Momoin Canal. And this takes tremendous effort upon the person to protect himself from being grabbed up by the Sitra Achra, by the forces of Tumah that are very, very close to money. Ulehiskasher harbe letzadikei emes. And the person has to try very, very hard to attach himself as solidly as possible to true tzadikim. Ulaharbois bitstaka. And the person has to give a lot of charity. Ad sheyinotzel mitaivas momoim. Until he'll save himself from this taivas mamoin, shehem klal kol ha'avodah zarah kanal, which is a composite of all different types of idol worship. We know the Torah uses the term elilei kesef, elilei zov, idols of gold and silver. וזה בחינס קושן מזיינוי סוף של אדם כפליין כיולדו. And this is why the Gemara makes a statement that earning a living is so difficult, it's twice as difficult as giving birth. Kimavur Sham Besoif, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there, at the end of chapter 23, Ayin Sham Heitev, study it carefully. Ki koidem shemarviach momoin kosher, because before a person succeeds in earning kosher money, tzorech lavor derech ho'ayin avoydezora kanal. The person has to first pass through the 70 forms of idol worship, velitzoik kuf mem kolin, and to scream 140 screams, kedei lihinotzil mehem, in order to be saved from these idols. Ve'oz zoiche laharviach momon kosher. And then he can hope to earn kosher money, to profit kosher money. Shirak ze nikra revach. That's the only thing that's called real profit. If it's unkosher money, it's garbage. Kimavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Gemara tells us that when a woman is giving birth, she screams 70 screams. So if the Gemara says that earning a living is twice as difficult as giving birth, then that's 140 screams. And Rabbeinu Zal says that the word mamoin, mem, mem, vav, nun, is 136, plus the four letters is 140. That a person needs to really daven to Hashem a lot, begging Hashem to be zeicha to kosher money, to be saved from the idols of money, and from the idol worship that's associated with earning money. V'chol hashinuyim v'chilufim shebamasu matan, hakoil mishom mehavoy dezora hanal, sheim nechozim bamasu matan, and all kinds of changes, wrong kinds of changes, when people change the deal and people do all kinds of shtick, lies and greed and stealing and all kinds of things when it comes in business, all of that comes from that avodah zarah, which is attached to business. Vehem hipiluoy silatayvas mamayim, they're the ones who throw the person into this deep pit called tayvas mamayim. At shemach mazeh nifte liboy lahachlev diburoy, where as a result of that, this person became seduced. He was seduced and convinced lahachlev diburoy, to change his words. Yesterday he said he'll do X, Y, Z. Today he's saying, no, I never said that. I meant A, B, C. I meant something else. Ulashanoisoy, and to change, shenechshav ka'oyvei davoy dezorah. And when a person does that, when a person lies in business, the Gemara compares it to idol worship. K'moshom Razal, as the Gemara says, kol hamachlif diburoi, a person who changes his words, he goes back on his words, ki'i ka'ovid avid zora, it's like an idol worshiper. U'machmazeh ein hamekech neskayim bidvorim levad. And it's for this reason that a business deal is not consummated with words alone. Because both the buyer and the seller do not rely on words alone. Words alone isn't enough. It's only when a complete kinyan was accomplished based on the words of the Gemara, like moving the item or picking up the item. Now Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain the ruchnius behind this. What's so significant here? What's the difference between words that come out of my mouth and my hands picking up the object or moving the object? It's impossible to weaken and defeat the avodah zarah, which is the cause of all of these lies and everything in business, without the hands, which are referred to as action, the most active part of the body, the hands. That's why we have the law in Shulchan Aruch. When a person gets up in the morning, they wash their hands, because it says, Yodayim Askonios hand. The hands are busy. They're busy moving around everything. The hands are Asiya. Kimavura batoira choysam betoy choysam. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shem, take a look over there. She'ikr yenika su avodah zarah mibechinas yodayim. The main place where avodah zarah is able to draw from a person is from their hands. Bebechinas, as it says by the Egel Hazov, that Aaron HaKohen made an announcement that all the Jew, whoever wants, should bring gold and silver in order to we're going to build something out of this. So they brought, and it says, Vayikach oisoi miyodom. Aaron HaKohen took the gold and silver from their hands. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says, had Aaron HaKohen not taken it from their hands, had he put it down on the floor first or put it down somewhere else and then picked it up, it would not have had the same negative effects. The Zohar HaKadosh says there were magicians there. The Egyptians were super knowledgeable in kishuf, in magic. The Erev Rav were Egyptians. There were mechashvim there, two mechashvim, who used super kishuf, very powerful magic, to make that gold and silver have this superpower, you know, to turn into an Egel Azov. And it was only, the Zohar says, only because the Aaron HaKohen took it from their hands into his hands, that's what was able to make it so effective. Had he put it down, it would not have had the same effects. In that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the choysim, the hands and the feet, and how they're very, very significant. And therefore, the main way that we defeat avodah zarah is al yedei yodayim, is through the hands. Kemoshekosuv, as it says, by the sons of Yaakov Avinu, after they wiped out the city of Shechem, and they took all of their gold and silver and all of their wealth and everything, and it says they took the idols also. And at one point, Yaakov Avinu went over to all members of his family and he made an announcement. He said, hey, none of that junk. We're not having any of that junk in our family. He said, remove all the idol worship and idols and everything that you took. And it says over there that they took the stuff, Vayitnu el Yaakov, and they gave it to Yaakov Avinu. They put it in his hands. That's what was needed in order to wipe out, to defeat the Avodah Zarah. Ayin Shem, look at the pasuk there. V'alkein, Ein, and we know that when the Torah speaks about, we quoted it before, Rav Nosson Zal quoted it, that Taivas Maman is when a person says, Koichi v'oitzem yodi, I built this business with my hands. The Avodah Zarah is the hands, it's my hands that made this business, that acquired all of this wealth. V'alkein, Ein hamekach nigmar bedvoram levad. Therefore, a transaction is not completed with words alone. Because with words alone, you cannot eliminate the avodah zarah that surrounds money, which is what causes all kinds of lying and people changing their words in business. It's only if they followed through and made some type of a kinyan, shehu bechinas asiya, bechinas yodayim. A kinyan is a form of action, taking action, using the hands. Kikol hakinyonim hu she'oise eise maize biyodayim. Because all the different types of kinyan that the Gemara speaks about are all based on some kind of an action with the hands. Kegoin kinyan sudar, a person holds on to a garment, the two partners hold on to two parts of the garment, oy meshicha, or moving the item towards me, or vahagba, lifting it up, or mesira, giving it over, v'chul, etc. Validehu asiya b'chinas yodayim, and through this action with the hands, oz daika nichnu avodah zarah, through that we're able to weaken and defeat the idol worship, the idols that are associated with money, ki ikar hachnosa yidei yodayim kanal, because the main defeat of the avodah zarah is through the hands. Va'oz nizbatlin hashinuyim shaboy misham, and then we eliminate this problem of people changing their minds and changing their words in business. Vo'oz daiko miskayim hamekach. And then the deal is consummated. Paragraph Gimel. So first, Rav Nosson Zal addressed the issue of transactions. Now he goes into the issue of forming a partnership. V'alkein gam hashutfim shebo l'shtatev ein hashutfis miskayim medvorim levad kiyim bekinyan. And therefore, so too, when partners decide to form a partnership, it is not formed with words alone. They have to make a kinyan. Ki inyan hashutfis ma sheshnayim mischabrim u'mishtatvim yachad lasu is masumatan ze nimshach mebechinas hanal. Because the whole reason behind why people would want to partner up in business is based on what we said before. Machmasha masumatan hu mokoim sakona moid. Because business is a super dangerous thing. Ki kol hu avoyda zora tchuvim shom kanal. Because all different types of idols and idol worship are hidden in money and in business. V'chol hanefilois heim shon. And all of the falls that people have, all of these spiritual falls that people have, is in money, business. Ki ze ikar hanefilo, because that's the real concept of falling. Kishenoifil atavis mamon chasashon. When a person falls into tavis mamon, sheshom kol hu avoydezora. And it's for this reason that for a Jew to earn a living or to make profit is very, very difficult. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, koshin mizaynoisav kiflaim kieleda, that earning a livelihood is twice as difficult as giving birth. Because these idols, this sitra achra, which is what Tavis Momon is all about, which is about a lack of trust and faith in Hashem, they block and prevent the Shefa from coming to the Jews, especially to the religious Jews. Ki kel acher istaris v'lo yovet peirim kemuvan shom. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that idols are sterile. Kel acher is another word for idol worship. Istaris, isaris, is sterile v'lo yovet peirim. It does not bear any fruit. It doesn't produce any fruit. So therefore the sitra achra is not fruit bearing. It doesn't produce. And therefore the sitra achra is the force that blocks people from making profit, from earning. Vafil mishem arviach mamoin, and even a person who makes money, who makes profit, im enoi bigdusha, if it's not with holiness, if it's not a person who's observing the Torah and mitzvahs properly, but rather that person is steeped in Tavis Mamon, he doesn't believe in Hashem, it's all I made this, I did this. Ein horevach nechshav leklum. Any profit that that person makes, any money that person earns is zero, doesn't mean anything. Ki adarabba, ato choser loy biyoser. The more money he makes, the more of a pauper he feels like, the more he feels he's lacking, the more unhappy he is. Umole daigois viagoinois yoisa bechila. He has more worries and more depression than he had before he made this money. Vesoivel merira soilmaze yoisa viyoisa bechila. And he suffers the bitterness and the depression of this world more than he did when he was making less money. Person who's earning $100,000 a year has problems. Person who earns $500,000 a year has more problems, more unhappiness, more depression, if he doesn't really believe in Hashem. Kiato choser lo yharbe moid kefi hanogosoyato, because now he's lacking much more. He goes more into debt than he was before. Before he had little debt, small debt. When he becomes a player, when he starts making more money, he accrues much more debt. based on the standard of living he sets for himself. And based on his thoughts and his narishkeit now, that, oh, I can't, I, based on the money I make, I can't ride such a car. I mean, my friends look at me like a nobody. They're not going to know who I am. I have to trade in my car, I have to trade in the house, and then I have to trade in my wife, and all kinds of trade-ins. And he's left, it's him and the dog. He's left with him and the dog living alone. Ukemavur Shom Bahatoira now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 23 in Likutim Ram, Ubemakoimo Sacher Mitvorenu, and in other places in our writings, Ayin Shom, look over there. Umachmas Kol Zem, because of all of this, Motzi, it is very prevalent, Motzi Sheshnehem Mishtatfim Yachad, it's for this reason that people join together to form partnerships. Because the fortune of two people is better than one. As the Pasuk says, two are better than one. Because even if one falls, the other one will be there to pick him up. Diversifying investments, things like that. Again, two rather than one. Ki ikar kol hanafiloi same betavis mamon kanal, because as we learned earlier, that the real falls that people have in this world are when they fall into tavis mamon and things related to that. V'alkein mischabrim shnayim u'mishtatfim yachad, and it's for this reason that two people join together, they form a partnership. Kedei shehoechod yokim eschaveroi, so that each one is there to pick up the other one, to support the other one. Hainu, ki ikar hanafila b'tavis mamoin hu machmas machloikis. The main falling into tavis mamoin is the result of machloikis, conflict. Vo ikar al yidei shecholkim ala tzadik emes v'kanal, as we learned before. And the worst kind of machloikis is when a person opposes the true tzadik. When a person gets into conflict with the true tzaddik, ki atzaddik o emes ubchinas bris melach olam, because as we mentioned earlier, the tzaddik is referred to as the covenant, the salt, shehu mamtik merirus dialma, which sweetens the bitterness of this world, of the materialistic world. Ukishechol ken olav, and when a person opposes the true tzaddik, he no longer has the salt that can sweeten the bitterness, and that causes him to really fall and feel the pain, the bitterness of Tavis Mamoin. That's the real downfall in this world. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayigoresh miponecho oyev, Vayomer Hashmeid, Kamay Shekosov Shem, as Rabbein Azal says over there, Ki Amachloikes Alat Sadik Goyreim Kama Minei Kilkulim, because when people oppose the true tzaddik, this causes many different problems. Kaideze Nisrabe Hamachloikes BiYisrael Ubein Kol Ha'Olam Bein Kol Echad L'Chaveroi, because that causes machloikes among the Jewish people, and it causes machloikes in the world. Between people, v'nisrabim milchamos boilam, and that causes wars, battles, fights. So if we see today that there's wars going around, wars and fights and terrorism going on around us, one of the main causes of this is the machloikas against the true tzaddikim, which is not yet something that's been resolved. Ki atzadik hu bris melach, because the tzaddik is that covenant of salt. Bris Shalom. The tzaddik is also referred to as the covenant of peace. Shehu oise shalom bein kol ha'afachim. The tzaddik is the one who has the ability to make peace between all kinds of opposing forces. Ukeshepoigmen bechvoidoi. And when we show disrespect to the tzaddik, makolshken kishechol kanolov. And especially when a person actually opposes the tzaddik, ein mi she'yaseh shalom, then he takes away the power of the tzaddik. The tzaddik is no longer able to make peace. V'nisrabe hamachloikes moed, And this results in a major increase in conflict. Ki roiv deois bnei odom mishunem u'mopochim ze mizeh. Because the majority of people's opinions differ from each other. People do not agree on everything. They don't agree on most things. Ki kishem shemishunem b'tzuroiseyem, kein he mishunem b'deiseyem. Because the Gemara tells us, just like people don't look alike, they don't think alike. Ukishein meir bohem horas hatzadik b'chinas bris sholoim. And when the light of the tzadik is not shining upon these people, this light of peace, memeila misraba machloikas moid, automatically you will have a lot of conflict. And the more machloikas that there is among the Jewish people, the stronger that the taivas momon gets. Because each one knocks the other one into taivas momon. Rabbeinu Zal showed over there that one person, when a person is on a higher level than somebody else, and they get into a fight, the higher level one has the ability to knock the lower one into taivas momon. Rabbeinu Zal shows there, shekol mi shu bebechina shmira sabris beyoser, whoever is on a higher level of shmira sabris, yochoy lahapiles chaveroi hapoches beshmira sabris, letaivas momon aisham. When somebody who's on a lower level of shmira sabris gets into a fight with him, into an argument, the one on the higher level can knock the one on the lower level into taivas momon. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 23 where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact, she'ein kol Yisrael shovin v'nech shavechot l'gabi chaveiroi b'b'china shmir sabris, that the Jewish people are not all on the same level in shmir sabris. U'kishehoyo b'neim avo, hoyo echod oizer u'mekim es chaveir mitavis momoim. And therefore, when there is love among the Jews, then each one helps the other one to get out of taivas momon. Kalidei his chabrusam yachad, because by joining together, by being friends, hoyu bechlal shmira sabris, that puts them into the category of shmira sabris. Ki Yisrael bechlal heim bebechina shmira sabris, because the Jewish nation as a whole are referred to as shmira sabris. Ukamay shekosel, as the pasuk says, V'ameich kulam tzadikim. The entire Jewish nation is referred to as tzadikim. Hainu, this means, V'ameich kulam. Kishe'amcha Yisraelim kulam yachad. When it says V'ameich kulam, it means when they're all together, when they're all ameich, when they're all united in one nation. Shemeschabrim yachad bi'ava v'sholem. They have love and peace among them. Azai heim nechshovim tzadikim. Then they're considered tzaddikim, ki mischaber yachad chelkei shmiras habris shel kol echod, because the different particles of shmiras habris of each and every individual come together, they unite, vaydeze nechshovim kulam tzaddikim, and this makes all of them be considered tzaddikim. Vegam al yidei shemischaber yachad bi ahavo v'sholoim. In addition, when Jews get together with love and peace, then they're in a much better position to receive and benefit from the light of the tzaddik, sheshom ikar hashalom, because the light of the tzaddik is shalom. So in order to receive his light, the more shalom there is among the Jewish people, the more prepared we are to be able to receive that light. V'hu meir aleim b'china shmira sabris, and the tzaddik shines upon us this shmira sabris. V'aydezeh matzilo mimriyus adyalma, and through this he saves us and protects us from the bitterness of this world, shu taivas momon kanal. Avla yidei amachloikas chas v'shon, but when there's fights and arguments and conflicts, ein yecholin lekabel horas hatzaddik, then we cannot receive the light of the tzaddik. Ki ha'oras hatzaddik gedoyla ma'oid, because the light of the tzaddik is very powerful. V'koshe lekabloi kiim b'ischabrus kulam yachad, and it's very difficult or impossible for the Jews to receive the light of the tzaddik unless we unite. She'oz yeshlem kelim lekabel horas hatzadik hagdoila. Then we have proper vessels into which to receive the light of the great light of the tzaddik, at sheyor aleim bishlemus, to allow the tzaddik to shine his light upon us fully, lohitziom miyevein metzulas tayves mamoin, and to take us out of the deep, deep ditch of tayves mamoin, hamabedes roiv hoylam rachmanson, which destroys the majority of the world. Rabbi Nosson Zal brings in many places the story of Rabbi Akiva and his students that were told that they didn't show the proper respect to each other, and because of that they died in a plague, 24,000 students. Rabbi Nosson Zal asks, what? And he explains, simple, Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest rabbis of all time. He was equal to or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chochmah. And Moshe Rabbeinu suggested that Hashem give the Torah through him. So Rabbi Akiva was giving out billions, trillions of watts of light. Had his students been united, if they would have plugged into each other, they could have received that light in a beneficial way. They didn't. The wires were crossed. They got electrocuted. They got blown to smithereens. They got killed in a magefa from too much light. Because there wasn't unity, they couldn't receive that abundance of light in a positive, constructive way. Vegam, in addition, kihem chilkim al tzaddik biatzmoi, number one, they're opposing the tzaddik himself. Vegam kolechot chilek al chaveroi, and each one is opposing is the other one. Vekolechot mapil es chaveroi chashon, and each one, each time one is on a higher level, he knocks the other one down into taibas moment, as we explained earlier. Umize bo hisgabrus taivas momoin shehispashto mo'oid mo'oid boilam. Rabbi Nosson Zal says this is the cause of the situation we see in the world today. He's talking 150 years ago. Today it's a million times stronger, that the whole world is so involved in the economy and finances and financial money, money, money. All, everything is money. Shememareres chaye ha'odom, which embitters the lives of people, at shemesim mitoch yogoin va'anocha v'kasum achoivos, to the point where people die in a state of unhappiness, depression, anger. Uma lo yisu bi'odom lo'olam haba, and this doesn't do anything to help them get into the next world. Ki kol yemeim hayu trudim lehamshich al atzmam merirus v'yegoinos tavis mamon v'teras amanosa, because they spent their entire lives drawing upon themselves this bitterness and this depression of tavis mamon and this struggle for parnasa. And this is the motivation that motivates people to join together. They become partners, last like Beis HaMasumatan, to do a business deal or to do business together. Based on what the Pasuk says, that two are better than one, because if two are united, then when one falls, the other one is there to pick him up, to give him support. By two people joining together, based on their union, based on their attachment, they're generating a flow of peace between them. And that's allowing the tzaddik factor that's in each and every one of them to connect with the other one's tzaddik factor. Because each and every single Jew has a good point inside of him, which is that tzaddik inside of him, which is that aspect of Shmiras HaBris. We know that every Jew has a bris mila. So right there, he's a shomer HaBris. Validei his chabrusam yachad, and by them uniting together, that brings down upon them this light of the tzaddik, And that strengthens them and gives them a, protects them from falling into Taivas Mamoin, which is the source of all the struggle and difficulty of earning a livelihood. Because they lift each other up and they support each other, these partners. As the Pasuk says, she'imi poilu, because if they experience any kind of a fall, ho'echod yokim es chaveroi, one will pick up the other one. V'alkein ein hashutfes miskayim ela bekinyin, kemoi b'masumatin. And it's for this reason that a partnership is not considered sealed unless they make a kinyan. Just like a transaction is not considered completed unless there was a kinyan. Ki hischabrus hashutfim zebechina shalom. Shubchina is tikkun habris v'kanal. Because the unity between partners is shalom, tikkun habris. Shemishom shviras taivas mamon, which is what helps to destroy taivas mamon, shuavayda zora. V'alkein tzrichim kinyan shumaisa beyodayim. Therefore it requires a kinyan, which means an action with the hands. Because by using one's hands, according to the Torah, he defeats the avodah zara, which is taivas mamon, shibichnes machlokes, shehi mizgare tomed lekalkel Hashem, which is always trying to destroy the peace, ulevatel hashutfus, and to eliminate the partnership. Al kein tzrichin kinyan daika. Therefore, we need a kinyan, shibichnes asiya. That eliminates the avodah zara, and that brings truth and faith. Bechinas shalom, which is synonymous with peace. That the partnership should have a permanence to it. Ki emes shu bechinas anpenehirin, bechinas shviras tavis mamon, kamo shekos v'shom, hu bechinas shalom. Because truth is also referred to as that light of the face, that anpenehirin, the opposite of taivas mamon. And truth is synonymous with peace, as the Pasuk says, ho emes vahasholoim ohavu. They loved truth, honesty, and peace. So we see that these two go together. Paragraph Dalit. And with this we'll understand one of the most popular kinyonim, sheroiv hakinyonim al yodoi, where majority of kinyonim are done with a sudar, with a kerchief, a handkerchief, a garment of some sort, where they both take hold of it, they lift it up, showing that sealing the deal, that's consummating the deal. Ki kinyon sudar shu'al yidei abegodim, ayidei ze mamshichim b'chines ha'oras hatzadik, Shubachinas tikkun habris, because through this kinyan, which uses a garment, through this we draw upon ourselves the light of the tzaddik who is tikkun habris. Bebechinas, as it says in Rus about Boaz, that Rus said to Boaz, "Uforasto kenofecho alamosecho, you will spread out the corner of your garment over your maidservant as a protection, as a shield for her." As Rabbi Nazal discusses this in Likutei Moran, which and there it was referring to Tikkun HaBris, to Boaz and Ruth maintaining purity before the wedding. This eliminates the Taivas Momen, the Avodah Zorah, Shemishom Hashinuyim, which is the source of all lies and changes that people make in business. And therefore the Pasuk says over there in Rus, Lifnim b'Yisroel, originally among the Jewish people, Hoya kinyan al yidei nal, they would make this kinyan using a shoe. Sholaf ish naloi, one person would remove his shoe, v'nosan l'reyeu, and give it to his friend, and that would consummate the deal. Ki nal hu shmiro lo haraglin, because the shoes serve as a protection for the feet. Sheshom ikar hamomoin, and the feet are where the money is really found. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ves kol hayakum asher beraglehem. and that which was found by their feet. And the Gemara says, "Zu memoinoi shelodom shemamido al raglov." This refers to the money of the person which stands him up on his feet. That gives him his upstandingness. Veshom ikra chizas avodah zarah, and it's by the feet, which is the main place that the avodah zarah tries to attach itself to a person. Bebechinas verochatzu raglechem, as Avram Avinu told the three guys, first wash your feet before you come into my house. Wash them from idol worship. Ze avodah zarah, kama shomer Hazal. V'alkein sheker ein loy raglayim. And this is why the Gemara says the word sheker has no feet. Each letter of the word sheker does not have any two legs to stand on. The shin has a flat base. The kuf has no real leg. A leg on one side, the other one is just dangling in midair. And the reish also, one leg. V'hanal hu shmiro l'haraglin shalei sachzeba klipos v'avodah zarah. And shoes are a protection for the feet, so that the klipos and avodah zarah should not be able to attach themselves to the feet. Ki hamenolayim nimshoch mebchina gavoya. Because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that shoes draw their light from a very, very high place. Mebechinas hachashmal, shubechinas oyer haponim, from the light of chashmal, which is called the oyer haponim ukemuva bekavonis, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. It says kitfilin came in olayim, that we know shoes, standard shoes, are made from leather, just like tfilin are made from leather. And tfilin is oyer haponim; it refers to this very high level light. Therefore, originally, the way they made a kinyan was using the shoe, which one would give to the other. To show that they were uniting together in Shmira Sabris, Shushviras Tavis Mamoin, which is breaking Tavis Mamoin, Shenimsha Chalidei Shmiras Hamenolim, which a person draws upon themselves by watching over the shoes, shenim shochem ebechinas oyer haponim, which also draw their light from the oyer haponim, shehu bechinas tikkun abris, which represents tikkun abris, ki ikar kiyum hamasumat mishlo ishtana, hualidei shemachmien umevatlan uavodah zarah sheroitza lesachis bamomon. Because the main fulfillment and establishment of a business deal that nobody should be able to change their minds or anything is only accomplished if we first eliminate the avodah zarah that wants to attach itself to money, shehachnos hayidei b'chinas tikkun abris. And the way we accomplish that is through tikkun abris, which is what the shoes represent in this case. We'll hold it over here.